Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Yeah, let's get stuck into this. I love doing relationship series because I know for a fact that the greatest blessing that is going on in your life right now, you may think is the job that you have and the promotion that you're going to get. But do you know why we get excited about promotions and jobs and all those other things? Because they provide us a great income. Do you know why we need a great income? So that we can bless the people that we love. Yeah. You know, what you're going to find is everything going on that's great in your world usually comes down to relationships. Helen and I have got a lovely home, but gee, I tell you what, it's so much nicer when there's people in it. Yeah. You know, life is about relationships. Yeah. We were made to enjoy and to love people. And when we get that out of balance, when we start to love things more than we love people, you find that life isn't as rich as it should be or could be. So we're going to start a four-week series. And what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to start all the way through from singleness and trying to find the one. I should take the word trying out. Finding the one. It's very important to find the right person for your life. And then in week two, we're going to talk about things that cause our love to bloom, love bloomers. And of course, there's love busters. So we're going to talk about things that make your relationships grow. Now that you found the right person in your world, whether it's just a friend, by the way, or it's the partner of your life, there are some things that you can do to make your relationship bloom. And there are some things you can do that make it bust. And so we're going to talk about that in week two. Is that okay? And then in the third week, we're going to talk about sex, baby. Yeah, we need to talk about that. That's week three. Don't miss that one. It will be PG. But if they're under 13, maybe they want to go up to kids' world for a while. Hey, but that's an important part of life, isn't it? Let's not play it down. And I tell you what, some people go, really, we're talking about sex in church? Where else should we talk about it? Where else should we talk about it? At the nightclub? On the internet? Is that where we should be hearing about sex? Now, let's hear it from God's word. And let's hear the proper. Let's hear what God's actually got for us. Amen? We should be celebrating. We're talking about this with our young people in church. Sex doesn't surprise God. Look, what are they doing down there? What are they doing with those body parts? Now, I think God knows what's going on. And I think he's got some things for us to learn. Amen? And so once we've got that right, then of course we know that there's always some challenges that affect our relationship. And we're going to talk about how to weather the storms. Why? So that we can have a relationship that's built to last. Amen? So we're starting off with week one. And week one, we are talking about finding the one. Now, you may be thinking, well, this doesn't really apply to me. Well, let me tell you, if you're a single person, obviously this does apply to you. Obviously. Unless you don't want to find someone in your life, you just think, I just want to do life alone, and more power to you if that's how you honestly feel. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be single. Jesus was single. Okay? And he wasn't an incomplete person, by the way. Okay, he did life wonderfully, he did it powerfully, he still helped people. You are not a second-class person because you're single right now as you sit there, okay? You are, amen, you are completing Christ, okay? But if you are trying to find the one, then we're going to talk about that today, so please listen up. But if you do have someone that you love sitting right beside you, well, if you've got children, then you need to listen up because you need to help them find the one. Is anyone else freezing? Yeah, can we just like do something, guys, please? Like, whew. I mean, when we talked about sex for a while, I heated up a little bit, but then it quickly cooled down again. You know what I mean? And if you're already married and you think and you don't have children, and well, you still need to listen to this message because you're going to see maybe where you went wrong. No, that's not true. That's not true. Just a joke. But listen. Relationships and the person that you decide to be with. And by the way, if you're going to go out with someone, if you're going to date someone, as in date them, not just go out for a coffee, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. But if you're actually going to say, listen, I want you in my life, you know, you should be thinking that this is someone that you could do the rest of your life with. Like, if you've got no intention, like, if you honestly have got no intention, please don't waste that person's time. But please don't waste their time. Just don't be involved, because someone else would love to take your place and actually put a ring on it or be their partner for life, right? So, the person that you do want to join yourself to, honestly, is the second most important decision of your life. Not the most, not the first, but definitely the second. I would honestly believe the first most important decision of your life is to surrender your heart to Jesus Christ. Amen. And to have God dwelling inside of you is to get your priorities right. And as we talked about once before, you know, it's very easy for me to do all of my buttons up. As long as I do the first one up correctly, then all of them just line up. You know, when God is at the center of your life, you'll find relationships seem to just work out the way they should. Business life will work out the way it should. But if I put one button incorrectly into another hole, then everything ends up out of skew on my shirt. And so I don't even need to look. I can just do that. So it's the second most important decision of your life. Now, let me say this to anyone who is single right now and you're looking for someone. Parents, listen to this. This is so important. As a pastor for 25 years, the thing that I have seen either build someone's relationship up in God or completely destroy it, I would say 90% of the time, is a relationship. I can think of so many people right now who are going so well for God. They got into a relationship and today they are not walking with God whatsoever. And the only thing that was different in their life wasn't their car, their house, or their job, but the relationship they chose to be in. It absolutely annihilated their relationship with God. I've also seen someone who wasn't doing so well in God and they were struggling a little bit. All of a sudden, they partner up with the right person and all of a sudden, I see them at church a whole lot more. Now they're at life group. Now they're growing. Now they're reading the Bible more. That's got to be a God-ordained relationship. And that's why we are talking about this, because if you build this on the right foundation, then it's going to work. God wants us to have relationships that are built to last. Now, some of you are thinking, well, Pastor Rich, to be honest, a bit late for me. I'm already divorced. It didn't work out for me. Hey, listen, there is forgiveness in God. And you're not second class. Therefore, by the grace of God, go all of us. We all make mistakes. Your mistake was that. My mistake is this. And God doesn't see it as any different. But can I tell you what? Can we learn from those mistakes, though? And can we just do life a little bit better now? And can we just keep moving forward? Let's not judge ourselves. Can we just start from today? Okay, let's not look backwards too much. Let's move forward now. And maybe things didn't work out, but hey, listen, let's keep learning. That's a sign of wisdom. You know, God doesn't mind if we make mistakes. He just doesn't like when we make the same mistakes over and over and over again. Amen? So come on. Some of us have been to some great buildings. I went recently with my wife to Paris, and we went to a town called who knows what. And there was a big cathedral there called the Chartres Cathedral. Maybe the town's called Chartres. There we go. Work that out for myself, Helen. And the Chartres Cathedral, listen, has been there for almost 1,000 years. Our country's only 200. It's been there for 1,000. It's just amazing to see a structure that's been there for 1,000 years. And you look at this thing, and it looks like it's not going anywhere. Why? Because it's got a great foundation. It's made out of solid rock. This thing is not going anywhere. It's probably going to be around for another 1,000 years. And I believe that's how God wants our relationships to be. Amen? So let's talk about finding the one. Well, right up front, let me tell you right now, there is no such thing as finding the one. There are many the ones. And some of us have got this theology that God has got the one, your soulmate, the one person that you were put on the earth to connect with, and they were destined to connect with you. Well, the only problem with that is that if one of you get it wrong and marry someone that you shouldn't have married, then that throws the whole universe out. Now, none of us can actually marry the right person because you didn't marry the one. So now I can't marry the one because it's like the shirt thing, like we're all now misaligned, okay? There's no such thing as the one. There are many the ones, as long as there is only one. There are many the ones, but God would ask us to have some wisdom as to how we choose the one. Now, let me tell you right now, your partner, if you're single right now, is alive and well. Unless you're planning to, yeah, they are. Yeah, they're right now. For those of you on podcast, someone just yelled out hallelujah. I know on podcast you're yelling out hallelujah on the train as well. Actually, those of you on the train, it could be the person beside you right now. Have a look at them. Just look at them and smile at them right now. Listen, your partner is alive and well, unless you're planning to marry an unborn baby. Your partner is alive. Your partner is alive and well right now. Your partner is alive. Your partner is alive and well right now. So, if that's the case, pray for them. You should be praying for them right now. You should be praying for God to protect them. For some of you, you should be praying that they actually get saved. They're not even saved yet. They don't even know Jesus. But if you keep praying for them, they're going to get saved right now in a church service somewhere. And you're going to meet them in 5 years' time. And you're going to say, when did you give your life to Christ? And they're going to give you today's date. Come on. And then you can start singing that song to them. I knew I loved you before I met you. You've got to believe. You've got to believe they're on the earth right now. Of course they are. And your prayers can make a difference in their life. Listen, pray. Pray that they are developing godly character. Pray. Pray that they're buying a house or something right now too. That would be helpful too if they were actually making some great... Pray that they don't get into huge amounts of debt right now. It'd be great if they didn't have that going on in their life too. But I'm just encouraging you. It's not a mystery to God. God knows who they are. Now, some of you are saying, gee, I wish you would tell me. Well, it'll probably freak you out because you're probably not ready to hear who it is right yet. But they're alive and well. Okay? So how do we start this process? Well, I've got some great news for you. Until you find that person, how about starting by building a better you? Start by building a better you. Most single people are just always looking externally, trying to see who the person is. Mind you, they want someone to love, but there's one big problem. They don't know how to love themselves first. And single people, can I just really encourage you? Parents, encourage your children. Encourage them to love themselves first. Do you know how we're told on the airplane if there's a disaster, you know, the oxygen mask will fall down? What does it say? It says, before you put it on your children, put it on yourself first. And you know, before you can start loving someone else first, you've got to put that oxygen mask of love on your own life first. Start loving yourself first. You know, Jesus told us to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Have a look at what he said to do next though. Matthew 22:39, Jesus says, come on, who will? He says, Matthew 22:39, Jesus says, the second is equally important. He says, love your neighbor. Your partner is your neighbor, right? Your partner is someone, he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, there's one problem with that. If you don't love yourself very much, you're not going to be able to love someone else very much either. Get good at loving yourself. Justin Bieber told us to do that. You know, when you don't love yourself, it sends a very powerful signal to your partner that they've got no chance of being loved perfectly. It sends a very powerful signal. It's like, if you can't love yourself, how are you supposed to love me? You know what? We've got to spend the time to look after ourselves spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Because when you feel good, everybody wins. And so, come on, let's just make a decision right now. I've got a question to ask every single person in this place. Would you date you right now? Would you date you right now? Come on, you know who you are. You know where you're at in life. But would you date you right now? Because it's a great question to ask yourself. I don't know what I just said then, but anyway, you can laugh at that. That's fine. Listen to this. Don't expect the relationship to fill the gaping void in your life. I'm going to say that again. Do not expect a relationship to fill the gaping void in your life. If you're expecting, you know, I'm a complete mess and things aren't working out for me and I feel so lonely and everything's just wrong. But as soon as that person, guy or girl, comes into my life, everything is going to change. It doesn't. It doesn't. Now, obviously some wonderful things do come into our lives. But listen, there is a gaping hole in our life and Jesus says it's not reserved for a human being, it's reserved for me. It's reserved for him. And the smartest thing we can do is just be the best you can be. So that when that person does finally come along, they're not actually putting in the things that they can't give you. They are just simply the cherry on top of you already being a healthy person who loves themselves. When someone comes into your world, they don't feel like they've got to go on a journey now of building a project. They can just come alongside you and you can run together in Jesus' name. Work on building a better you. This is the way Jesus said it. You know, for some of us, we're thirsty and we're thinking a relationship is going to quench the thirst. And Jesus, in John chapter 4, verses 13 to 14, Jesus replied, anyone who drinks this water, he was sitting on a well when he made this statement, and he's pointing to physical water. He's talking to the woman at the well. He says, woman, anyone who drinks this water will soon be thirsty again. But those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh and bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. Listen, what's the this water? Well, it could be anything. But today we're talking about relationships. If you think the this water guy or the this water girl, if I can just get the this water girl into my life, everything's going to be great and it's going to quench my thirst, maybe for about 3 months. And then you're going to find there's a rumbling inside of you. And then you start looking to that person to fill that void. And that person can't do it. They can't do it. They don't have the power. That's reserved for God alone. Amen. Amen. Come on. Listen, if you're a half-depressed, negative, self-doubting single person, then you're going to be a half-depressed, negative, self-doubting single person that's married one day. Seriously, how do I know this? Because we're dealing with relationships every day, guys. So what can we do while we're single? Don't be the depressed, negative, self-doubting single person. Now, if you are struggling with those things, get some help. Don't expect your partner. They're not a counselor. They just want to be your partner. But as soon as that person comes into my life, they can deal with my negativity. Why? How did they get trained to deal with your negativity? No, go see someone professionally. Talk to the Lord. Go see a counselor. But don't expect your partner to become your counselor. They are your partner, amen? Yeah, come on, give someone a high five or something. Yeah, yeah. I know you're all thinking, but this is good. This is really helpful. Listen, your future partner is supposed to be your help, not your hope. Jesus is our hope. Your future partner is your help, no doubt about it. But they are not your hope. Come on, in this church, we've talked about this often. And it's a really practical thing to do. Don't go shopping hungry. Come on, do not go to Coles, Woolworths, do not go hungry. Why? Because you will come back with Tim Tams and Chiquito bars. And right? Because for me, it's those protein bars. I can't get enough of them. As soon as I'm hungry, you know, I'm buying. If you go shopping hungry, you will come home with junk. Go to the supermarket full. Then you can make some good decisions, very clear decisions. Okay, when you're shopping for that person to come into your, don't go shopping hungry, because you may bring home trouble. Are you okay? Okay. Point two. I haven't numbered these, but I'm just going to go with point two. Know your purpose. We're talking about finding the one. Okay. How do you find the one? Well, number one, you've got to find, we've already talked about that, but number two, find your purpose. How do you know you're heading in the wrong direction when you get with someone? Easy. You need to know your direction. Yeah, great. How do you know you're not going the right path if you don't even know what path you're on? Yeah. The Bible puts it this way. Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it says, can two people walk together without agreeing on a direction? That's a question. Right. Okay, let's answer the question this morning because it's the Word of God. So here's the question. Can two people walk together without agreeing on a direction? The answer is? No. Oh, that was poor. Let's try that again. The answer is? No. Now imagine a couple literally walking out of their home and they go, let's go for a walk together, huh? She goes, yeah, it's great. It's a beautiful summer's night. Let's go. And then they say, okay, so which way do we go? She says, I want to go that way. And he says, well, I want to go that way. How can two people walk together unless they agree? So one of two things has to happen here. Either he grabs her by the hand takes her in that direction, which is not, that's not fun. Or she takes him in her direction, and that's not fun. Or they just basically decide to take their own direction. Now, the only problem is when that couple have already gone to an altar to get married, and then they decide to do that, that's not fun. How do you build a relationship that's built to last? Make sure you both got the same direction in mind. Have the same direction in mind. Now, most of you are thinking, oh, I know what he's talking about here. You know, if you're a Christian, you should be looking for a Christian person. If you're a non-Christian, look for a non-Christian person. To be quite honest, that's the way the Bible will tell us to find relationships. Why? Because it will stop your children from being very confused one day. Right? But listen, I'm going to take it one step further. I've seen Christians who both love Jesus, but he wants to be a businessman in New York and she wants to go work in Africa. Both Christians, both love God, but they hadn't decided on the direction yet. And so they're still trouble in the camp. So make sure you decide on the direction. You know, when I was 17 years old, I remember there was a nice young lady in my youth group, and this was before God had to import one from Sydney for me, and because there was no one for me in Victoria, so God had to do a full import job for me. That's how special I am. And mind you, God couldn't find anyone like me for Helen in Sydney either. So very powerful right there. But I went up to a young lady. I was 17 years old. I knew what direction I was headed in. I wanted to be a pastor of a church one day. Well, I wasn't lying to her. So I sat her down and I said, hey, look, you seem awesome, blah, blah, blah. You seem like a great girl, but I'm just warning you right now, I'm going to be a pastor of a church. And as I was still talking, I was sort of looking ahead. I looked to my left and she'd already gone. She'd left. She actually just literally walked off. Smart move on behalf of that young lady, because I wasn't lying to her. Hey? But smart move on my behalf too, to actually let her know what direction I was headed in. Okay, so listen, very hard to decide on a direction if you don't even know what direction you're heading in. So for while you're a single person, you can decide, what do I want to do with my life? Where am I headed? What's the call of God in my life? Don't wait until you've met the person and then you decide on the direction. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What's your direction? Where are you headed? Where are you going? Because that's a really important factor in building a relationship that's built to last. So parents, ask your children all the time, so what's your direction? Where are you headed? What's the big dream for your life? My daughter's about to get married, and one of the first questions I asked Darcy, because I know where Sarah's headed, and I said, Darcy, what are you planning to do? And if he was to say to me, you know what, Pastor Rich, I want to be a business guy in Unadatta, I know the direction my daughter's heading in. I don't think she would have liked that very much, but maybe if they hadn't had the conversation. But they obviously have, and now they're serving God together and they're heading in a particular direction. Who knows where God will take them, but at least they're doing it together. Yes. Amen? Is this okay? All right, number three, build. Now some of you, this is so, like you've never heard this before. Build a friendship first. Yeah, let's do that. Because friendship is the highest form of relationship. I'm gonna say that again, friendship is the highest form of relationship. Let me give you an example. At my funeral one day, my son and my daughters and my wife, I shouldn't prophesy that over my life, really. I shouldn't prophesy that. Let's all die in a plane crash together. Maybe that's better. No, Lord. No angels. No. We're going to live for a long time. But listen, one day, I would hope my children would say, my dad was awesome. My dad was the best dad ever. But let me tell you what I would hope they would say. He was my best friend. Rather than just he was my dad. Because let me tell you why. They can't help that I'm their dad. They didn't choose that. I'm their dad. Bad luck. I'm your dad. But you choose friendship. Friendship is the highest form of relationship. Are you hearing that? So, I'm married to my wife. She's my wife. That's awesome. That's a contract now. The question is, are we friends? You can be married but not be friends. Let me encourage you, keep building your friendship. And if you're single, how about you become friends first before we do anything else first? Do you know the world is trying to convince us of its ways, and I don't like the way it's going. Listen to this, this is a stat. 90% of the sexual encounters that we see on television or the movies, 90% of them happen outside of marriage. What's the world trying to teach us? 90% of the sex that you see on TV is not happening with a married couple. What's the world teaching you? That's the way you do it. Well, guess what? It's not working out too well for them. It's not working out too well. How about we do things a bit differently? Amen? And some of you are thinking, but it seems normal. Hey, let me tell you if you know what something is normal or if it's not normal. What do you want your kids to do? Wow. You know, I heard a single person say, but Pastor Richie, I think it's normal. Do you want your daughter to do it, bro? No. Well, it's not too normal if you don't want your daughter to do it. Come on, let's keep this thing real. Amen? Do you want your kids to do that? No. Well, come on. Let's live a higher life. Let's build a friendship first. It's always great to be friendship. Now, listen. This whole thing, as Christians, it's like, yeah, but you know, I don't feel attracted, but I really want to go out there, but I don't feel attracted to her. Okay, you know, if you don't feel attracted, run for your life. Yeah. Pastor Richard, really? We should be more spiritual than that. Run for your life. You need to look at that guy, you need to look at that girl and go, whoa! Woo! If you're like, but she loves the Lord, I suppose. Really? Lee, walk away because there's another guy that will look at her and go, whoa! Yeah, let him go out with her because that's the person you're going to have to turn and face for 42 years and go, g'day, how you going? When they've got no makeup on and their breath stinks and everything else, man, at least they've got to have something going on for you. Not for me, for you. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Read up about those three patriarchs. Every one of them had a hot wife. Every one of them. But to the point where Abraham says to his wife Sarah, listen, can you say that you're my sister? Because like you're so beautiful, they're going to kill me. And then you know what? Like father, like son, Isaac does the exact same thing. He walks into a city, he goes, listen, can you say that you're my sister? Because like if people see you, man, they're going to want to kill me. These girls were so pretty. Now listen, as long as they're pretty to you, that's all that matters. As long as he's a hunky, chunky, spunky bloke to you, that's all that really matters. But there's got to be some attraction there. Otherwise, I'm going to have to sit down with you and talk to you about, you know, well, we're going to talk about sex, baby, later on. But listen, there's no doubt about it. There's got to be some attraction there. But listen, here's the balance. But if that's the only thing you've got going, you're in trouble. Because there's a thing called gravity. And it's working against thee. Yeah, gravity will get hold of you one day. And she won't always look like that. And he won't always look like that either. But that's okay. Because we've got something going on. It's a bit deeper. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. The Apostle Peter says, don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles and expensive jewelry and Mimco and... And beautiful clothes, right? He says, you should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within. Why? Because it's the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. I've seen guys go out with a girl simply for her beauty. And 3 years later, all he wants to do is talk to other girls that can actually hold a conversation. And it's so sad. And his beautiful, gorgeous wife is standing there with her pretty dress on, and he's got nothing to say to her because it wasn't built on conversation. They weren't even friends. All he liked was her body, and she's drop-dead gorgeous, but he doesn't enjoy talking to her. And after you've been in that place and making love for the last 3 or 4 years, you've sort of been there, done that, there's got to be more than that, friends. Yeah. You actually got to be friends. And so work on being friends. Amen. Now, having said that, of course, let's balance it up again, okay? So, of course, you're working on the person within, but it won't hurt you to work on the person without once in a while too, okay? So, let me just give you a couple of things. So, guys, you've got to look good. There was something sitting on there's a thing there, right there. Yeah, it's a new thing. No one's ever seen this before. Yeah, this thing's called deodorant. Yeah, it's a new thing. It's just come out, right? And, like, you do that, and what you do... is you spray it like that. And what it is, guys, it needs to go under your arms and around your neck, right? Because there's a girl who thinks you're pretty cute, she just can't get within 1 meter of you, right? Come on, girls, don't leave me hanging. Come on, seriously, yeah, right? I've said it for you, there you go, I've said it for you, okay? Right, a little bit of that, and you'll be down at the altar before you know it, mate, saying, I do. Yeah, a little bit of that. Okay. There's another new device that's come out lately, guys. It's called an iron. It's this thing, and you put it right, and steam comes out of it, right? And you actually got to, you know, if you iron your shirt once in a while, and if you put some, I think things will go better for you. If you, I'm so glad I'm saying this. Finally, it's coming out. Okay, right? And so let's do a bit of that. Okay, and can we really go there? Yeah. Come on, we need to go there, right? It wouldn't hurt if you, a couple of kgs came off. Oh, don't shoot the messenger. Don't you dare. No, sir, right? Come on, I'm just giving you the facts here, right? For a lot of people, there would be an attraction, but at the moment they don't see the attraction, but just a couple of kgs later and they would be like, woohoo! But right now, they're struggling to see it a little, okay? So is that okay? Oh, this is out of love, okay? I'm loving you right now. I'm telling you the truth. And everyone might say, but you know what? It doesn't matter. Especially some of those households where it's like, you become a too skinny and you're carrying 64 over, but you should be eating more. Listen, don't listen to that, okay? It's not good for your heart. Go for a run once in a while. Look after yourself. It'll create some endorphins. People will start being attracted in the right way. Nothing wrong with that. Is that okay? Right? Come on, give the Lord a hand or something. Don't leave me hanging, right? Yeah. I've got a couple more minutes here. Can we, right? Just a couple more. Listen, it's really, really important. How do we find the right person? Can we just go there? How do we find this person? Well, if you're looking for a Christian, a great place to find a Christian, you know where they usually hang out? They usually hang out at church. Sometimes the Anglist Tavern. But besides that place, they're in church, usually. Great place to find them. And if you haven't found them, then you should go to a life group where it's a smaller, intimate setting. Okay? We've got ladies' life groups, we've got men's life groups, we've got boys' and girls' life groups, right? Just choose whichever one you want. Okay? Or, I know this sounds really weird, and some of you are like, oh, I'm not sure about that. There's this thing called online dating now. Yeah, online dating. And some of you are going, really? Are we doing online? Hey, listen, let me tell you something about online dating. At least you've got to build a friendship first. Right? At least you have to get to know them a little. Some of you are thinking, yeah, but I've been on there. I've been, look, there's one called, what's it called? Christian Singles. Look, I'll show you. Look at that. Right? Go back. Here we go. Okay, right. Right, there it is, right? Christian Singles. Okay. There it is. Christian Singles. Now, some of you have said to me, but Pastor Richard, I've been on those sites and they're not real Christians. Like, they just pretend to be, they just want a good girl or they just want a good guy. Well, you know, I've done some research for you. I've actually found another website and that's called Real Christian Singles. Hey, listen, Angela and Steve got married on July the 4th through Christian Singles, Real Christian Singles. Get on there, have a look, see what's there. Do you know there's a couple in our church that are now living in the country somewhere, and he got online, she got online, they got married, Pastor Paul married them, and they've got three or four kids now, I don't know how many they got, but they're loving life. They found each other through online dating. Listen, don't let people talk that down. It's just another way to meet people. Yeah. Meet someone, okay? If you're gonna go fishing to go catch a snapper, go to the ocean. Don't go to Queen's Park looking for a snapper. You know, go to where the fish are. Is that okay? Yeah. Ask someone out for a coffee. You know, in our church, I've noticed, no one asks each other out for a coffee. No one asks, oh no, oh, you couldn't, I can't go out for a coffee. I'm thinking, in my day, you know what going out for a coffee meant? It actually meant, let's go out for a coffee. So I got online, I thought maybe going out for a coffee means something different. So I got on dictionary, have a look. Look, do you want to grab a coffee? This is what it actually means now. It's a trick question at Lifehouse Church, which actually means, do you want to get married and have babies? It's on dictionary, look at that. Dictionary, doc, it's a verb. Since I've discovered that, I've now worked out why people don't go out on a coffee. Do you want to grab a coffee? It's like, no, oh, I'm not ready for four babies. have a coffee in a public place. And you know what? You'll quickly work out whether this person's for you or not. Let me tell you some of the tests. How does he talk about his mum? How does he talk about her while you're having that coffee? How do you find stuff like that out? Just have a coffee. If he talks his mum down and he's very disrespectful toward her, guess who's next? Guess who's next, girl? Be careful. Hey, listen, if she's rude to the waiter, she's blatantly rude and the poor waiter's just trying to do their job. But if she's got no respect for that waiter just because he's a paid staff, if she doesn't actually look him in the eye and say, hey, excuse me, sir, can I? Watch out, man. That's a disrespectful spirit. Guess who's going to be disrespected next? Now, look out for these little tests. Let me tell you what you don't do. Lord, if that person is for me, a red car will drive down the street with the number plate 7643. For some, that's the test some of you are putting out to God. You know, I know a girl that did that, and she actually prayed for a white ute to come down the street with 777 in the number plate if she was going to marry this particular guy. She wasn't going out with him. She just said, Lord, if a white ute drives down the street with 777 in the number plate, then that's the man for me. I know we're going to get married. Well, guess what happened? Seriously, guess what happened? The white ute drove down the street with 777 in it. Now, some of you are going, come on, that's pretty powerful. Well, there is a devil too, and he can make some tradie go, turn left now. That tradie's still wondering why he drove down that street. So why did I feel like I had to drive down that street? I don't know. Well, that poor girl thought that she was going to marry that guy. Well, she didn't marry that guy. She didn't marry him. Actually, do you know which guy I'm talking about? It's actually the guy that found the other girl on the online dating. That's the guy I'm talking about. How funny is that, hey? That's a silly test. That's a hocus pocus test. Listen, your life matters too much for those sort of tests. No. The sort of test you should be looking for, the test of character. Amen? That's how you find the one. Remember, there's many ones, but the one of many ones. Amen. Is this helpful? I just want to close with this. I honestly believe the reason why a lot of relationships don't last is because who we were before we got there was really broken. And I'm going to tell you right now, the greatest thing you could do for your future is do something today to bring healing to your brokenness. Forgive who you've got to forgive. If some girl messed you up, don't take that into your next relationship and talk to your new girl about that. She doesn't want to hear about that. He doesn't want to hear about that. And that's within our power. There's nothing unknown about that. Right now, today, you could say, Lord, you know what it is that's going on in my life. If there's an addiction that's going to be a problem to your relationship, why wait until you get into a relationship before you try and fix it? Why don't we work on it right now? Because it's going to be a problem later. Come on, let's work on these things. Now listen, this is not a self-help program. You don't have to do this alone. There is a God in heaven who knows the issue. He loves you and he's willing to take you forward. And he wants to come into that void of your life right now. Now the beauty of this message, there's not a person in this room that today, not a person that can't say, God, you know what's next in my life that needs to be correct. You know it. Every person, whether you're single, married, whatever, every one of us could say, God, I just want to keep being a better person for my partner. Every single one of us need that. And there is a God in heaven who is happy to be that person. He wants to come in and bring that healing. The best thing you can do is to be a better you. Amen.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabaki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.